The first flower planted at West Valley School's native plant garden will bloom as a red columbine.
Red is like the fire, like strength, like red and oranges.
Seventh grader Stacey Jarvis says the garden divides into four quadrants, each a different color. Besides red, there's blue, a school color and representing water, mountains, and snow. Yellow for happiness and inspiration, and white for freedom of heart and pride. All the plants are native to Montana.
We wanted to kind of just like show like Montana, just not really like random plants from other places, because it wouldn't really be part of us.
That's another silky lupine.
The garden sits on the front lawn of the school. It's a circle, separated into the four sections by paving stones, with a raised basin in the center. Fourth grade teacher Vonnie McDonald had students research what plants to use, looking at things like how tall they will grow and their color. Science teacher Aaron Bodman says they then wrote persuasive essays, and a panel chose what to plant.
And the whole point of it is just to get kids aware of their natural surroundings. So the garden that we're planting today is consisting of all native plants, and so the goal is for students to see these plants here and then be able to recognize them when they're out in their natural habitat when the students are out in the forest.
The Flathead National Forest received a $16,000 grant from the U.S. Forest Service More Kids in the Woods program. The garden at West Valley is one of three at area elementary schools, with an expansion to the native bird garden at Glacier High School. The project is called Discovering Flathead's Feathered Friends, Enhancing Schoolyard and National Forest Habitat. Conservation educator Ashley Mason with the Flathead Audubon Society says this brings lessons alive for the students.
Funding for field trips has been cut drastically as budgets are reduced. We are trying to bring native habitats closer to the school so that they have an outdoor classroom where they can observe native plants, native bird species, and all sorts of other biodiversities just right outside their back door.
Mason says they hope to expand on the projects in the future. For now, students are finding the right spot, digging holes, and getting the garden started in the hope that it'll be filling in by the time they return in the fall. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.
We dug into an anthill.